27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Of a simple thing cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your fur.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundry.
and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down.
Because her laundry came back brown.
Brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad. I'm real in love 'cause she looks so sad.
Dang it!
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirt's off.
There, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out! Dang it.
So messy standing there.
Just a quick 2 minute word. I was going to talk about some of the shit about the same size of Democrats and Republicans, you know, trying to take away the freedom of speech and all the way, trying to analyze the socialist media, but at the same time, you know, there are a bunch of, like, you know, there's a 70% radical crap. Trying to make it sound like we're stupid, you know, the way they're handling to talk about it, you know, pretty much the people, you know, using the Washington Post, like, you know, kind of keep them on the left side of the table and keep them on the side of the cockroaches. So I just want to say, you know, I mean, it's a real quick word I got to be keeping out. You know what I mean? Talk about, you know, about the bullshit. I just want to say, I was going to sum it up in one paragraph, but, you know, hopefully somebody will be there. I'll call back later on from that. You know, peace out. Power. Failure.
Shock and awe. Shock and awe. Shock and awe. Shock, shock and shock and shock and awe. Shock and awe.
Well wicked.
Driving wild, Suzanne.
can govern in this country. And like Franklin Roosevelt, buy an assault weapon today, an AK-47. Thank you, good night, and God bless the United States of America.
Good evening to you all. Welcome to Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Slip me a little crimson, Jimson. Give me the lowdown, Brown. I was a scoop, Betty Poop. I'm on my way into town. Chris Everetta. I'd like to thank Duana for opening the program for us. I'm so goddamn horny, the crack of dawn better be careful around me. Well, yeah. I want to pull on your coat about something here tonight. Yeah. Little news I like to throw your direction. See, I used to know a girl. Yeah, and it was a hubba hubba and ding ding ding. I said, baby, you got everything. A week later, it was a hubba hubba and ding ding dong. Baby, it sure didn't last too long. I know things are tough all over, they ain't getting any better. But I was moved to kind of scribble a little bit of a kind of an emotional weather forecast for you this evening. What I'm talking about is, well, you know, I've been playing in nightclubs and staying out all night long and coming home late and gone for 3 months, come back and everything in your refrigerator turns into a science project. So you get designs on a waitress, you know. She got 3 or 4 kids. She's sorting out her checks and she's counting out her change. You say, hey, baby, heat me up a pair of claws on the radar range. Well, and then it gets real cold. What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall. Chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow moving cold front. Cold blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. It's cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. But there was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Thank you. pressure zone. Covering the eastern portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time till you come back to me, baby. High tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected.
Go down.
The cuties with the booties that drive all the homeboys crazy at the mall. Hobby sauce on my lapel. I'm chilling at the fucking counter so I can smell their intoxicating breezes. Bring all weezes and sneezes. Have me over for dinner and drink me to your knees as I hold up peaches, cause I fall in love 5 times a day. My name is MC Chris, I'm bad for you like a Frito-Lay.
MC Chris, number one with the ladies.
Got you foaming at the mouth just like you got rabies.
MC Chris, number one.
Masturbating, if you're not dating, I'm waiting for you to call. Name is MC Chris, it's just like Lowen McCall. Put your lips like so and blow, cause I'm right down the hall. Cause I'm like Popeye to olive oil. You know the old saying, a watch pot ain't gonna boil. Cause I spoil my ladies, cause I love them so much. Every morning at 1, we have a champagne brunch. Word up.
MC Chris, number one with the ladies.
I'll take you back home and feed you some soup. Rub your feet real nice, it's the straight up poop. Don't make me pray a price, you get a leg in the boot. MC Chris gets girls with charm, not an Armani suit. Chris in the back row at the movies or any place that's dark, but of course on Central Park, cause a lover, not a mugger's what I want. On a dirt bike made for two, holding hands like retards at the zoo. A foot long frankfurter on me, and now you spew cause you found a fingernail and your face turned blue. Dr. Feelgood's on duty, there's no need to boo hoo. Word up, baby, MC Chris in the house. I got the styles that make you smile. So, yeah, you know I'm like that cause I'm crazy ass fat.
Took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse. But not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. My sister's ex-husband Ah, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Americans. I don't know how you can govern in this country and, like Franklin Roosevelt, buy an assault weapon today, an AK-47. Thank you, good night, and God bless the United States.
go.
Just a cool cat in a small town.
Small town.
Working my ass at a wall bounce.
Wall bounce.
Waiting to groove in a hip town.
Hip town.
Get down. I'm waiting for the sound of a new town. Trying to avoid a little beat down.
Beat down.
Of a white boy who thinks that he's down.
He's down.
That's me. And I'm waiting to succeed. I might be just a little kid, but I know it rocks. Rap is out, the moldy beats are at the top. We hate dance and we hate rap, but we like to contradict ourselves, that's alright. I might be just a little kid, but I know it rocks. Rap is out, the moldy beats are at the top. We hate dance and we hate rap, but we like to contradict ourselves, that's alright. A cool cat in a small town.
Small town.
Working my ass at a wall bounce.
Wall bounce.
Waiting to groove in a hip town.
Hip town.
Get down. I'm waiting for the sound of a new town. Trying to avoid a little beat down.
Beat down.
Of a white boy that thinks that he's down.
He's down.
That's me. And I'm waiting to succeed. I might be just a little kid, but I know it rocks. Rap is out, the moldy pieces are at the top. We hate dance and we hate rap, but we like to contradict ourselves, that's a rap. I might be just a little kid, but I know it rocks. Rap is out, the moldy pieces are at the top. We hate dance and we hate rap, but we like to contradict ourselves, that's a rap. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good day. Yeah, you're listening to Shock and I Show. Yeah, you know, last Thursday, these bombs went off, right, and people died, and that happens every day, every single day, but this time it happened in a white people's city, so it was, like, appalling to the white people for some strange reason, and, I says to myself at that moment, I says, you know, I bet that those white guys bombed the shit, right? Well, that's what I think. I didn't mention it last week because I was just not able to speak over the microphone. And that's okay. So that's what I think about that. And yesterday was really good. Time to drink alcohol for me. I did really well at drinking alcohol and achieved an incredibly good headache this morning. So, I figured that I did so well last night, I deserved some punishment. So, I was waterboarding myself. I practiced that every once in a while. It's like, I think I'll try waterboarding for a little while. And it's pretty fucked up, but somebody's got to do it. So, it's been a wonderful night. See, what I do is I completely submerge myself. And then, like, I don't plug my holes in my face with anything. I just, like, let the water go where it goes and try not to, like, choke. And, you know, stay underwater. You gotta stay underwater. It's kind of hard to stay underwater if you have lungs in your air. Thank you. Thank you.
I know what's wrong with that crazy motherfucker. He just stand by the goddamn window with that fucking AK all day. You don't work, you don't fuck, you don't know the goddamn thing.
I see death around the corner. Gotta stay high while I survive in the city where the skinny niggas die. If they bury me as a Z-nigga. No need to worry, I expect retaliation in a hurry. I see death around the corner. Any day trying to keep it together. No one lives forever anyway. Struggling, striving. My destiny's to die. Keep my finger on the trigger. No mercy in my eyes and the ball of confusion. I'm thinking about my daddy mad than the motherfucker. They never should have had me. I guess I've seen too many murders. The doctors can't help me. Got me stressing with my pistol in the sheets. It ain't healthy and my paranoid tell me the truth. I'm out the window with my AK ready to shoot. Ran out of endo and my mind can't take the stress. I'm out of breath. Made me want to kill my damn self. But I see death around the corner.
You were kids. Having respect, does that feel even better? When we were kids, loving felt good. But having respect, does that feel even better?
I see death around the corner. The press is getting to me. I no longer trust my homies. Them phonies tried to do me, smoking too much weed. Got me paranoid, stressed, back to that in the vest. Under my clothes when I dress, he's hoping I die the way I live, straight thugging. Hugging my trigger for all the niggas that was bugging. My homie told me once, don't trust the motherfuckers. They look like they your homies, but they phony motherfuckers. And even if I did die young, who cares? All I ever got was me, mugs, and coke stairs. Got homies in my head, got them passed away. Screaming, please, young nigga, make cheese. I can't give up, although I'm hopeless. I think my mind's gone. All I can do is get my grind on. I got a bitch's when I bone. Cause if I ain't sharp and heartless, the bitches will start hitting.
and getting high was a way of being free. I see death around the corner.
When we were kids,
I see death around the corner.
But having respect, that feels even better.
I see death around the corner.
When we were kids,
I see death around the corner.
But having respect, that feels even better.
Death around the corner. It's for all the real motherfucking niggas out here. I know you ain't scared to die. We all gotta go, you know. A real motherfucker pick the time to go. And make sure
you don't have long enough to spend that money, you fucking hump.
Y'all niggas stop acting like pussies out here, alright?
Thank you.
fucking machines. Hi. Hi. What up, Olivia? Play the goddamn B3. Yo, this is Shaw. What's up, y'all? Just give me a call. Okay. What a re... Roger, you can call me on the telephone. Oh, yeah. 705-9780-FREE-RADIO.
Yeah.
What the hell are you? Holy tater plated. Alright, we were trying to solve this problem. I heard something there. Now, it's obvious that we all heard something there that we'd never heard before, but I just heard something there that I've never heard before. Let's go back and review what we've just listened to, shall we? Just listen to, what's his name's voice? This is when he says, he doesn't say, wait a minute, let's see what's around about it. What's going on here, Axel? Schoolgirl city with the classic kind of sizes, and that's kind of weird for me. Do that again. Thank you. I don't think I will. But the guy's name is Steven Tyler now that I remember it. And what does he say in this song? Come on, people. We haven't got all night, damn it. Do this shit. Did you hear what he just said? Did you hear what he just said? Only on free radio can you hear that. Just give me some head. How vile is that? Holy crap. Holy turd. When I hear vile villainy like that in a wretched hive such as this, there's only one thing that I, oh, stop, you ass. Damn, jerks. Oh, man. There's only one thing that gets my goose more. What could it be, you axe yourself? Well, let me smell you. Oh, shoot. Background music. Auto DJ. Auto parts. Alright, now I used to think this song was fucking hilarious, but then I saw the movie, and I didn't even have any idea how fucking hilarious it was until I saw the movie. Let me tell you why, let me explain to you. If you were alive in the, let's put it this way, if you're born in the 70s, well, maybe you, let's just say if you're born in the 70s or before that, you've seen G.I. Joe commercials. You probably seen it if you're born in the 80s too, but come on, let's get real. You're just like six. You know, nothing gets imprinted on your brain at six when you watch TV all the time. So if you watch TV in the 80s, let's just put it that way, you'd know that like the G.I. Joe was all about the commercials for the toys, right? G.I. Joe was like, let's sell them a war. Let's sell a war. So they were selling us the wars all over the terrorist aggression all over the world. We were fighting Cobra and trying to keep the Energon cubes real. You know what I'm saying? So I got a quiz for you 80sters tonight. What is an ATC and why is it illegal? Okay, 705-9780. But that's not the point. You're watching G.I. Joe commercials and it's like little kids holding toys and they're flying through the air and it's like America, fuck yeah, it's totally like that's the thing. Oh, we got a caller. I think we got, you're gonna be on the air immediately. So as of hello, grandma, were you watching TV or did we take it away from you before?
I'm
then
80. You said that the 80s.
Yes,
I'm 80 years old.
Well, then you...
That counts, right?
Well, if you watch the television...
I've watched a shitload of TV. But you know, I don't know, I think that maybe an ATC, that's like an earlier form of an ATV.
Like a TV? You mean like before you had TV, it was like you called books ATCs?
No, and... All
OTCs.
All-terrain craft. Like a three-wheeling bicycle or motorbike.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. Hey, guess what?
I know I'm not going to win anything because, God damn it, if I can't get... I sounded like... What was that?
That was your applaud for you doing so good.
Oh. I thought it was a toilet flushing.
No, that wasn't that was not what that was.
Because I've heard that so many times. I mean, you've dealt with the social welfare system in this country.
I what?
Maybe you haven't. I don't know. Am I boring you?
No,
is
no.
Is that why you're snoring?
No, no, no.
It's amazing the technology you guys have nowadays.
Oh, well, we got a box of sand in here and some shoes and metal objects.
That's cool. And some mohawks.
Shut up.
That sounds like my,
what?
Sounds like my late husband. They were made illegal because people were flipping over on them and dying. Kind of like Jeeps.
Oh, yes. Yeah, all right. They were illegal because they're very, very light in the front.
And they were three wheels.
And that front wheel would just, you'd gun it, it would lift up in the air, you fall back on yourself, it would fall on you, and you'd die. And that's what happened. You would die.
It's quite tragic. I wish I could die.
You can. Everyone can.
I wish... That's amazing. Well, I guess maybe I'll come and collect my prize sometime when I can get the dollar here.
Yeah, well, the dial lift, isn't that like every day except for Sunday and Monday and
Tuesday? Hey, I'm banned
Tuesday?
From it.
You're what?
I'm banned from it.
You're banned. Oh, no. Why, pray tell? What went wrong? What do I got to do to get you back on the brass?
The system's fucked.
The system is fucked. But we all know that. What's going on?
I guess that I did some things I regret. I made some decisions I would not have done if my medication was right.
Well, are you willing to repeat the things? Like, tell us what you did. What'd you do? Can you tell
you what I did on the dial lift?
Yeah, well, on the phone.
Over the phone.
On the dial lift.
I wasn't on. That, it was before they had cell phones. I wasn't on the phone on the dial lift, but I got kicked off.
Wait, what are you talking about? There wasn't a time before cell phones.
Well, they had walkie-talkies when I was younger.
Oh, and you called the dial lift with the walkie-talkie? Was it one of those old war radios?
Yeah, it was kind of like one of those old-time radio shows on the dial lift.
Okay.
Except Grandma. Grandma was grappled to the floor and had to get surgery, hip replacement.
On the dial lift?
No, after I got pummeled by the driver for calling him a fucking asshole. But it's a freedom of speech.
Exactly. That's why we can say fucking asshole on this radio station.
And that's why I like your show so much.
Well, I do say fucking asshole.
I think you've already said it probably more times than I could repeat to my loved ones at home. I was wondering, have you played any Mummies tonight?
No, I haven't. I was wondering, though, which MC Chris song should I play next? I've played two of them so far.
I don't know. You haven't played the Robitussin song. Come again, sing the
motherfucking day, yeah. No, I haven't. But it's amazing you said that. You must have cosmic unconsciousness.
I just woke up from my nap. I couldn't stop me from puking
and flushing nobody. Yeah.
That's a big Ruben. I can't compete.
I gotta ask you a question, Grandma.
Yeah.
Do you think that I should do my show next week on Robitussin? 44 party to my Lord King
of Reuben. I always thought you were on Robitussin.
Well, I'm sitting on a crate of it.
You're still a little afraid of it. No balls to be busting, no fighting, no
cussing. This love for a drug called Robitussin. I am not afraid. I am afraid of mysterious elixirs in prescription bottles that are cough syrups. Don't drink someone else's prescription cough syrup.
Don't.
It's not smart.
That sounds like word to your mother. Word to your grandmother.
Word to your grandmother.
That sounds a lot like Alice Donut, Alice Cooper, Aerosmith.
Okay. Hey, Grandma, you know what? What are you doing tomorrow night?
I don't know.
Oh, crap.
I might sing on the radio.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to... Here, where the hell did that damn shit go?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Shit. Oh. There it is. You want to know what I'm going to sing tomorrow night? Why don't we, like, you could request what you're going to sing tomorrow night, and then we could listen to it so you could, like, practice it in your house. You're like, I'm going to do it. How you sing like that?
That sounds wonderful.
All right.
Sounds like a great idea.
Great idea. Okay, so should we... We shouldn't even listen. I should do America. Fuck yeah. That's a great song.
America. Fuck yeah. What you gonna do when we come for you now? It's the dream that we all share. It's the hope.
Oh, my turd.
You got your song all picked out, Chuck and all.
No, no. This is what I'm going to do, really. Wait, no. Let's get these back to their proper placements. They're always trying to trick me. Here. That's too slow. Hold on a second.
Way back, cowboy asked why the dance gonna wait, but my day was...
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Maybe you should stay off the robotism.
Well, I was wondering if you could, like, chaperone me if I, like, next week, if I, because this is what my show's going to sound like next week if I don't have somebody to hold me down or keep me from puking on the board. It's going to go like this.
He said that the red would get me through, went to the jewel with my crew, a dog in a box in a second in a super
town. I think it's
a box in a car on the street, sweet.
I think it's kind of delightful. I mean, it breaks all standard. I mean, it's nothing you would hear on kicking ass Olympia style radio.
Oh, no. They can say ass, though, because I've seen them kick their donkey before. It's okay. They can say that.
I'm just wondering what kind of repercussions would have happened if you were to take Robitussin.
Well, you know, the best way to find out what the repercussions would be is if you were the one that was repercussing it. I mean, you know, you gotta bring that bag, that plastic bag that's really strong with the lid on it, the screw top lid with the liquid in it, the cold liquid. You could be the one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you listening to Joey Cassio?
No.
Am I listening to Joey Cassio?
No.
Do you hear Joey Cassio? What the fuck is going on in here?
I don't know.
Jeez, man.
Maybe what you should do is, I don't want to take up any more of your time if it's valuable.
Walking corpses.
Crib
in a one go feet. Rooms have to turn like cheese. My tummy's have to churn like grease.
I'm
a knees like a rug.
Maybe I'll do Highway to the Danger Zone.
Oh, man. Oh, will you air guitar it? You know what? Kenny Loggins got shot in the back of the head.
No, that was Nickelback Daryl.
Oh, I was just fulfilling a fantasy of mine. Hey, I have to ask you a question.
You have to.
John Denver. Did he or didn't he?
Mow his lawn naked.
Burpees.
Of course he... Well, I don't think he mowed his lawn ever.
I heard that rumor.
I think he's anti-lawnmower.
He flew away and he crashed. Like John Kennedy Jr.
Well, yeah, he flew off with no gas in his airplane. He's an experienced pilot.
That happens sometimes, though. You think maybe you could make it to the next gas station in the sky?
I agree with you. He was going for the next gas station in the sky. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, Grandma. Thank you. It's way over shocking hour.
I know. You didn't get much sleep, but you had a lot of fun.
Hey, did you
hear... Grandma's feather bed.
Grammy, did you hear my favorite song ever written and recorded? I thought maybe you were probably asleep at the time.
I was asleep. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I thought I recorded over this song... 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I've been, like, totally bummed out trying to remember what the lyrics are and so, like, I could cover it, you know, because I'm in a fucking punk rock band.
I've heard about that.
And we're called the Free Radio Olympiates. And the thing about it was, is like, hey, this song is so incredible. And then I found this tape that's, like, the same greatest hits tape of someone that everyone has. And it's a tape. You don't use tapes anymore. And so I was going to record over it, and I listened to the other side. Holy shit, I found the song. I thought I recorded over. I was about to record over.
What was the song? Is it a mystery?
It's no, it's not Mr. T, it's not Mr. T Experience song.
It's not a mystery. It's not Isocracy.
No, it's not Isocracy. Okay, so it's called Bob Was a Robot, and I believe it's in the Shock and Awe file.
That's wonderful. Thank you for talking with me, and I'm sorry if I made you go over your time limitation.
Well, you know, they're Reaganomic repercussions. Fuck it. I'm fucking chug-a-lugging. So you're going to come in and help me out, keep the puke out the door, keep me off the floor? Well, I can be on the floor, right?
I might show up late, but I might show up.
Doris, oh, I think it's time for your changing. Okay.
I gotta go.
Bye, Grandma. I'm gonna play a song for you, okay?
My name's not Doris.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Kennedy.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, so this next tune right here is pretty cool. It's for Grandma.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo!
A few years ago, I built me a robot. Didn't look straight.
functions of a robot to the love of a man.
Well, it didn't look different. It did not look strange. Bob looked black. One of a gang.
And I don't know what. Bob was a regular Turk. Bob was a robot.
Way back, college boy asked to a high school dance. Gonna wait, but my date was in my friend's pants. Didn't know what to do, and see feeling blue. Till my best friend said that the red would get me through. Went to the jewel with my crew. Adults only box in a secondhand suit, bow tie. I'm a fox in a car on the street. Miles from the suite, and I cheat at my crib in a one go beat. Rooms had to turn like cheese. My off the rug burnt bees. But the intern teased with the yeast.
Infection.
Oh, why? I'm a towel. Feel like I got the flu. I think I'm gonna show. I think this night is through. Ding dong, dates arrived and a dress is ripped. She don't know I'm on a robot test trip. In the back, two girls going stack fat asses. I demand from a date her sunglasses. Do a drop roll off the car like Axel. I need an angel. I need some fucking Advil. I got a buzz bigger than a beehive. Cough up my cookies. Let loose what's on the inside.
The testing.
Delicate with nothing. Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busting. No fighting, no cussing. Just love for a drug called
Robo-testing. The testing.
Delicate with nothing. Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busting. No fighting, no cussing. Just love for a drug called
Robo-testing.
Way back, college boy live on 11th floor. Hey, I'm a weirdo. Wonder what I'm living for. Knock on my door. What's the store? It's my buddy Box. The rabbit ears talking, saying he is out of luck. Need a 44 party from my Lord King of Reuben. Oh, it's got a snot and a box full of Ludens. Tell him about the testing. We're hating ho hustling, interrupting discussions about Reaganomic repercussions. Fuck 'em. We're fucking chugga-lugging. Suit my stomach, I'm hugging, I'm tripping or something. But code a button, keep it down like a dungeon. You could call me the cough medicine curmudgeon. Frankly, the feeling's fucking fantastic. I'm tripping like Jesus in the desert when he fasted. Like it's the night before we all get drafted. Like we're rolling through some rapids with Kevin Bacon whitewater rafting.
Like you're at Epcot Center on acid?
Exactly.
The testing.
When it's delicate with nothing, Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busted. No fighting, no cussing. This love for a drug called
Robo-testing.
The testing. When it's delicate with nothing, Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busted. No fighting, no cussing. This love for a drug called Robo-testing.
The testing.
Shock and Awe.
Yeah.
It's
been a lovely show, Mr. Chaconat. It's beautiful.